Well, Sue Walter certainly put out the welcome mat for the Oregon Pipe National Forest.
I'm ready to go for a ride.
We're gonna have to go check it out. Just to go see the Sonoran pronghorn. That'd be worth the sighting by itself.
It would, and it's been a long time since I've read about them. But there's something very unique about the Oregon Pipe cactus itself, and just how rare it is, how long it takes it to grow, and you know, it's one of the most rarest cacti out there.
It's pretty country. I just don't have occasion to get over there that far west.
Not really on the way to anything except Rocky Point.
I'm down south a lot, but it's usually around Sossabe, Buenos Aires Wildlife Refuge, Nogales, Patagonia, Sonoyta, Elgin, Kansas Settlement, Douglas, Benson, Portal.
A little farther to the east.
Arizona.
I have a little follow-up from last hour.
What do you got for me, babe?
Well, the Sharon, who couldn't find the clean out in her client's yard.
Yes.
Ann called and said this happened to her just last week. She came home from work and her neighbor couldn't find the clean out, and they were doing some things to the pool. So Ann came home and the neighbors, there was a hose in her clean out. They were borrowing her clean out. So she called the city just to find out, you know, what that would do to her bill or anything, and they said, hey, we have a free clean out service. And then so I have the phone number for that,
so the city will come out and find your clean outs for you,
right?
Nice.
And so just call your city, because all of them do it. I had Cecilia from Pima County also called and said the same thing. She said they like that, helps them to have it cleaned open and cleaned out. So just call your city wastewater management and they'll help you find it for
absolutely
free.
Okay.
Well, if you missed last night's Desert Potluck that the Valley Permacultural Alliance held, it was the Edible Desert Potluck. I did not see Oregon Pipe Cactus pop on the list, but some of the dishes that showed up was prickly pear lemonade.
Can't beat that.
That's good.
Prickly pear sorbet, tangerine smoothies with agave nectar. That sounded
refreshing.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. Great, great word. Edible weed pesto. Our host, Kate, was talking about it last week. It includes parsley, chickweed, sow thistle, mallow, London rocket, and lamb's quarter.
That sounds a little bitter. Did she comment on the flavor?
No. Didn't go into that.
Making pesto from your weeds.
Or eat your crickets, whatever.
Or eat your crickets.
They had some fiery chiltepin. C-H-I-L-T-E-P-I-N. Chiltepin?
I think so. It's a chili.
It's a very hot pepper. Chili pepper that grows. A lot of varieties of harvested fruits and vegetables for salads. And I wanted to ask Jay while he was here, but man, we've just been so busy with the calls. They had edible flowers. What would it be, an edible flower?
I don't know. As far as
desert, eating rose stems.
I've seen people eat dandelions. I just don't know what's in our. You know, at one time when we lived out in New River, I did make ocotillo punch, and you got the flower. You harvested the flowers and. Worst indigestion ever.
If you're into any kind of homesteading or you want to learn to grow and be water conscious and use the native plants, the Valley Permacultural Alliance, sign up for their next Edible Desert Potluck, VPA.org, I believe. Valley Permacultural Alliance.
Very good. Celebrating everything local, everything Arizona. I was talking about Oregon Pipe National Park, and I didn't get a chance to tell people how to win a chance to go stay down there. Listen, folks, you can do that by registering at rosellmouse.com for the Travel Arizona Register to Win Sanderson Ford Arizona Staycation. And we recently had somebody win, but I'm always thinking about where they're going to go. You know, where would I go if I won? I'd go up to, you know, Third Mesa or, you know, maybe a lot of people are going to London Bridge Resort or Page. You know, I'd go somewhere off the beaten path. The last winner lived in Tucson, went to Scottsdale.
Hey, it's whatever you want.
Well, her comment was, well, Rosie, listen, hear me out. You know, every time we travel in Arizona, we go through Phoenix. We never stop in Phoenix. So she came and she stayed in Scottsdale.
Okay.
So Denise, she said she had a great time, so that was great. You know, when you win this, Soretta Candy Company, which is our own homegrown candy company in Glendale.
It's like walking into a Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
Remember them for upcoming Easter here. There's going to be some fabulous candies available right there. Sanderson Ford, get you in the car you want.
If you have a sweet tooth, send the non-sweet tooth there.
Yeah, yeah, you could walk away with a wheelbarrow full, that's for sure. So register the win. We love giving away once a month the Arizona staycation here at RosieOnTheHouse.com. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to dive in deep to the topic of water. Water. H2O. It's so simple. Is it?